Boy, talking about setting the table. I'm thankful to be here this morning. I was thinking there while I was praying, Lord, I'm glad I'm preaching, because if I wasn't, I'd have to help the preacher this morning, because that's how full I am. But I'm glad to be here, and I love the Lord. And boy, the singing here is wonderful. I just want to tell you, I certainly enjoy the singing, and it brought me back thinking when I was a young preacher, my pastor tell us, your wood's wet if you can't sing when if you can't preach when they're singing like that, that your wood is wet. And I'm glad this morning. My heart's full. My wood ain't wet. I got fire in my heart. I got the Lord. It's a joy to be here. I thought a while ago, Lord, you just do what you want to do. It already feels like we've been in service this morning, but I'm glad we have the Word of God to read on a little bit this morning. I want you to go turn your Bibles over to 1 Peter. First Peter. Sorry about that. Ain't good with the mic. Usually don't use it, but I know Brother Jeff wanted me to use it. If you would, turn your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 1. Just going to read one verse over there, and I won't have you stand for any more. Just one verse. Verse 3. Bible said, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You can be seated. I was thinking this morning about all the singing and thinking about the way people felt and thinking about the week we've had. And I just know,
Lord.
I just know there's a better hope than what we have today in this world. I was thinking this week at work, we laid off 30 people at the job. It's getting hard every day. People, my best friends, losing their jobs. People with children losing their jobs. People that's sick. People just everything, losing money, losing this. Just all going wrong right now. And I thought, boy, we need a hope. You know, if we ever needed a hope, we need it now. We live in a world where everything's wrong. You know, who thought we'd be where we are today? They told us when I went to work there that we was the strongest company. Nothing would ever happen. You know, you can count on us. We're the best of the best. There's nobody better than we are. And then they come around on Thursday and tell us 30 of us are laid off. You know what? You can't put your hope in your companies. Can't put your hope in the worldly things. And I thought about it, and good friend, dear friend of mine in the mornings going into surgery. He was preaching when I got saved. Whew, boy, good man. Do anything for you. Been troubled for a long time with his physical body. Preach harder than any preacher I ever seen preach in my life. Seen him walk up and down benches. Seen him stand up on top of the pulpit. Seen him preach for 3 hours till he couldn't walk. Had to carry him to his car. But the body has let him down. He called me last night, said he was worried. I can understand. He wants to preach. Doctor said, well, you can't preach for 30 days. That's like telling us we can't eat for 30 days. Then they said, well, if things don't go right, you'll never preach again. Just bad news everywhere we go in this world. Don't seem like much is good anymore. I'm glad to hear when we go to church on Sunday prayer requests. I'm glad to hear praise reports. People say, God touched me. Or people say, God's moving in my life. Or the lady said, God put me in the kitchen, so I knew I was where I needed to be because God put me there. You know, we need to hear good news because we hear enough bad news every day. But when we come together as a body of Christ, as Christians, together as one, we need to tell what God has done. And then we need to go back out to our jobs next week or wherever we go and say, hey, everything's going wrong, but God's going right. Everything might be wrong in the world, but God's still healing. God's still saving. God's still touching. God's still in the miracle business. God's still able to make the wrong right. God's still able to do all the things he's ever done, always. He's still God. He ain't changed. He don't change. Stock market drop, God don't change. You get fired today, God don't change. We lose our homes, God don't change. We hungry today, God don't change. God's the same today, tomorrow, forevermore. That's what we got to anchor into. That's what we got to say, you know what? Everything around me is going wrong, but God's still right. Everybody tell me everything's bad, but God's still good. The scripture said here, because we got born again, we have hope this morning. If you're here today, you're lost, don't know the Lord, I got the best news for you. I got all kinds of hope for you coming. And it just gets better as we read on here. But the first thing I want you to know, if you're saved this morning, God said you ought to rejoice. Preacher, you don't know what's going on with me. God said you ought to rejoice. Preacher, you ain't seen my bills. God said you ought to rejoice. Preacher, you don't know what's going on at work. God said you ought to rejoice. Preacher, you don't know what I've been through. God said you ought to rejoice. I'm telling you what God said, not what Kenny said. God said we ought to rejoice because we are saved this morning. You know, we got the best thing you could ever get. We got salvation. God said if everything's wrong, I'm still right. If you got nothing to say hallelujah about, say because you saved this morning. If you got nothing to smile about in the morning, remember your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You are saved. We got to reach down past all this other stuff to find some reason to be joyful today. You see, if we watch too much TV, we won't rejoice. If we hear about all the stuff going on in the newspapers, we won't rejoice. We talk on the phone too long, we won't rejoice. If we hear about all the bad economy things, we won't rejoice. But if we'll break through it all and say, hey, I got to remind myself, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I got to remind myself, I got a God that said wherever I go, He'll go with me. I got a God that said I'll never hunger, I'll never thirst, I'll never be alone, no matter where I am. I got a God on my side. God said, who can be against me if God's for me? We got to break through it all and say, hey, we're children of God. We're not living in this world. We're passing through. This ain't our home. This ain't where I'm going to stay. We're just here for a little while. And God said, I'm coming again. She sung that song, I like not could have stayed sitting in my seat this morning. Ride's on the way. Woo. Y'all going to have to forgive me. I'm going to have church this morning. I just feel so glad that I'm washed in the blood. I'm so glad I ain't got to ask nobody if it's going to be all right. I know it's going to be all right. I don't got to worry about tomorrow. God said, don't worry about tomorrow. For today, I have enough concerns. But you know what? I got a God with me today. Guess what? When I wake up in the morning, He's there. And while I sleep at night, He's there. Wherever I go, He said, I'll go with you. I don't have to be alone. When I pray, I know I'm praying to somebody that's hearing me. I ain't just praying prayers just to pray. I know God cares this morning. God said, I care. God said, when everybody else leaves you and everybody else forsakes you, I won't. I'm going to stay with you. I'm going to be with you through the thick and the thin. I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to hold you. I'm going to give you what you need. God said you have not because what? You ask not. We ask in vain. God's a good God this morning. He's worthy to be praised. God's worthy to be happy about. Say, preacher, how can you be so happy? Man, have you met Jesus? Have you read about Him? Have you talked to Him? Jesus said, oh, come and see. One writer said, oh, come and taste. You know, I love that. People say, well, what makes Him so good? He said, come and taste. Come walk with me. Come talk to me. Come read about me. Talk to me a little bit. You'll see. You know, I like praying until I feel something. I like praying until I get that tingly feeling in me. Sometimes I'll be bawling like a baby. Yeah, I'm one of them crying preachers. I just can't hold it inside. I was reading a book and they said, the guy asked, why do we cry? He said, because the body can't hold the emotions. So that's the way the body lets it out, through the tear ducts. Hello, boy, God gets on you. You can't hold it. It's got to come out somewhere. Then this mortal body, it can't hold what God's got in store for us. So when God gives you a little bit of it here and he pours it on you, it's got to come out somewhere. Ooh, I better read. We're going to be here too long. Let's go and read a little bit more. The Bible said, it's just going to get better though. The Bible said after we got saved, because of the hope and the resurrection of Jesus, I know he's not in a grave somewhere, amen. I know where Jesus is. He's on the right hand of the Father. I know he's not in that tomb anymore. I'm so thankful. You know, they'll tell you, well, we didn't find him. You know why? Because he ain't there. How you know? Oh, you know, you know. Bible said because of the resurrection, I can be born again. I'm born again. If you're here today and you're not born again, guess what? You can be born again. And it's free, no charge. You ain't got to do anything. Just come down and talk to Jesus. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. Tell him you love him. Tell him you want to grow in him. Preacher, I got to get right first. That ain't how it works. Jesus will get you right. You don't get cleaned up and then come to Jesus. He does the cleaning. I didn't get saved. I didn't get cleaned up and then get saved. I come to Jesus and he did all the cleaning. I appreciate what Sister Lois said this morning to my mom. And I guess I had a pretty good chance of getting saved when I had two people praying for me. Ain't nothing like having a praying mama, is there? I remember many times running in the living room, mama on the floor praying. We didn't say nothing to her, amen. We just turned around, walked back out, leave mama alone when she's on the floor praying. But I remember those times when I'd walk in and mama be praying. I was lost, but I knew what she was doing. Because of prayers today, you can be saved. You got somebody home lost, you pray for them. I'm one of them got saved by prayer. Went to church sitting on the back bench. I didn't go to get saved, believe me. I went because my mama kept asking me to go. Kept begging and asking and asking. And finally I went so she'd stop asking. And I was sitting back in the back corner. Wasn't there to meet Jesus. But he passed by my way. Woo-wee. I wasn't in there to meet him. I tell you that. Had no interest in meeting Jesus. But see, he had a different plan that morning. He said, Kenny's going to be at the Fairhaven Baptist Church. We're going to be there. And I was back there for mama. And Jesus passed by. That's my favorite song, by the way, Jesus Passed By. Because when he passed by my way, he made me whole. He changed this old boy. I was different after I left that church. But you know what? That's the thing about it. Maybe you're here this morning and you say, I'm just here because mama wanted me to be here. That was me. Maybe you say, I'm just here because my wife wants me to be here. Maybe you're here just because you walked in and wanted to hear a message or needed some hope. You couldn't have found a better place to come. Because I'm going to tell you, Jesus has got the answer. I don't have the answer. He does. So, brother, you don't know where I'm at, what I've done. It doesn't matter. He died for all sin. So, well, I've done some really bad stuff. It'll be all right. He died on the cross for some really bad stuff. He walked up that hill for a lot of bad stuff. He took a lot of whips and spit on and beat on for a lot of bad stuff for me and you. Everything you can imagine, he's paid the price for it. So you welcome to come in here this morning and get washed in the blood and leave here different than you came. Amen. If anybody comes and leaves different than they came, they know they passed by Jesus, passed by. I don't like to come to church and leave and not know I've been to church, amen. I'm glad that day when I met Jesus, I knew. And I didn't know what to say to Jesus. I had no idea. I know my heart was going like this. My hands were on that bench like this, and I wasn't moving for nobody. But I hadn't met Jesus. He moved me off that bench, down that aisle and I weep like a baby in this floor right here at a church, not knowing really what to say. I just knew I needed Jesus. I can't even remember what the preacher preached about. I just knew I needed Jesus. I know I was lost and I needed to be found. And he found me that day. Changed my life. I've never been the same since. And then one day, a couple of weeks later, months later, preacher said, "You want to be baptized?" I said, "Sure do." Went down there in this old lake. We're just going to go the way the Lord wants us to go this morning. We went down there in this old lake, dirty lake. Cold. Preacher said, "It'll be all right." I said, "It's cold." He said, "It'll be all right." Got out there in that water. He took me, he dunked me, and when I came up, I was different then. It felt like I'd got saved all over again. It felt like I'd took the best shower I've ever took in my life. I'd never been so clean that day. I come home with my wife and I said, "I'm not taking a bath tonight. I'm not taking a shower tonight. I don't know what got on me, but I don't want it to ever leave me. And brother, it ain't left me yet. It's still in my heart and on my body. And I'm still saved today as much as I was the day he met me. It ain't changed me one bit. The world ain't took me back." God said he can keep those he saves. He's kept me. Has it been easy? No, it ain't. Have I been tempted on every corner? Have I lost friends? Many. But I've gained a whole lot of better friends than I ever had in my life. I got some people today I can call tonight at 2 o'clock and say, "I need you." They'll be there. I got some people I can say, "I need you to take care of my wife and my children." They'll do it. I got true friends today. All because of one Sunday morning. I came in and I sit way back here in the back of the church trying to mind my business and make my mama happy. And Jesus passed by. Hallelujah. You know, some boys in the Bible, they said when Jesus